It is May 10th, 2022. Mystic Pete here with Ron Saucy. Hi, Ron. You are the founder of the Odyssey Theater in West Los Angeles. It's been around since 1969. A beautiful community space with three theaters in it on Sepulveda near Olympic. Hi, Ron.
Hi. Yes, I'm that ancient guy.
You're doing some very cutting-edge productions.
Well, thanks.
Tell me a word about its backgrounds, and then we'll talk about the play that I just saw called Wakings, which I was very impressed by.
Oh, I'm sort of a renegade from the film TV industry. I came out to California years ago to study at UCLA film department and wanted to direct film. And in those years, it was very difficult unless you had some sort of contacts within the industry. And of course, it was pre-videotape, so it was very expensive to go out and shoot your own movie on film. And so I got a job in the industry, not as a director, but in various capacities, which didn't get me any closer to directing. So out of frustration, I started a theater so that I could direct. I could do what I wanted to do, and I didn't have the problem of, quote, breaking in, unquote, to the industry. And so we began in the late 60s, and it was a very sort of a hippie venture. It was a group of people, and we did a lot of group work. We had a little CD storefront in Hollywood Boulevard on near Vermont, and we were there for about 3 years, and then we moved to Santa Monica and Bundy, and we were there for 12 years, and now we're on our present location. But it's been an on-again, off-again ensemble of people. Sometimes we work with a tight group of people over a period of time, and at other times it's been more of an open casting kind of thing, sort of a hybrid. And we've tried to do things that you can't really see on the tube or in film, things that are uniquely theater, that tended to have us in the early years do a lot of European stuff, a lot of German theater, a lot of English theater, because in these countries they were not sort of under the curse of naturalism, where everything was, you know, kitchen sink drama or naturalistically inclined. That's changed a lot now, of course, with contemporary playwrights, but that's sort of our background. We were sort of an international, adventurous, experimental theater company.
So I just saw Wakings. It'll be till June 5th. That's at the Odyssey Theater, odysseytheater.com. It was a very compelling production. A small cast, but for one or two people to get on stage for 20 or 30 minutes and move us, these were good performers. You have a great crew.
It's an unusual situation because they are five people that I've worked with before in various capacities, and some of them have worked with each other. So that was, in that respect, enjoyable.
Well, this production is called Wakings, and you delve into themes of sleep, being awake, dreams, delusions, enlightenment, loss, and revelation. What was the inspiration for this production?
Well, I think for most of my life I've been interested in altered states of consciousness and what can go on with the human mind and human awareness other than our normal sort of waking awareness. I mean, there's a lot of variety, of course, in our normal waking awareness as we go through emotional things and perceptual things. But then there are these strange, odd states that are maybe not studied as much as they should be, and they range from hypnosis, which I did for a number of years, I did experiments with for a number of years, to the psychedelic experience or the altered state caused by certain drugs, to delusions caused by everything from Alzheimer's to psychosis to precognition. There's a whole bevy of kind of states of mind that are not part of our normal diet, normal experience. And I've always been fascinated by them, and I decided I'd try to put together an evening that would, to some degree, explore some of them, as much as one can do in one evening of theater. So we have four pieces, each of which explores a different aspect of awareness.
Well, are you into the spiritual stuff, too? Mystic
people. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've been, you name it, I've been through it. Buddhism, Hinduism, Sufism, the Western mysticism, a lot of it through the years, probably for over 50 years.
Well, you certainly take us on a journey through these four plays. They're all in very different directions and have different statements.
Well, it goes from a Pinter play, which is about a fantasy and delusion, a cab driver and his dispatcher, and the cab driver is having delusions. From there, into an expansion of the Rip Van Winkle story, where Rip Van Winkle not only woke up after 20 years, but apparently he's still roaming around trying to figure out what happened to him. And when he describes his experiences, they sound very much like somebody describing an acid experience. And you know, where matter becomes vibrating particles, and where things morph into other things, and so on. And then the third piece is based loosely on the book Awakenings by Oliver Sacks. It's the same book that became the movie Awakenings with Robert De Niro and Robin Wilson. What happened is that Pinter was influenced by the book, but he didn't do it exactly. He kind of did his take on it. And it's about a woman who's been asleep for 29 years. And this was part of a whole epidemic that affected the world way back in the 20s and 30s. And not till they come up with a certain drug are they able to wake up these people after 29 years. And this is a woman who went to sleep at 16 and wakes up at 45 and isn't really sure of her condition. They try to convince her of her condition, but she can't put it all together. And she also talks about what happened while she was in this coma. And then the final piece is a short excerpt from Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha, which is a search for spiritual enlightenment. And it concerns the final moments of Siddhartha's journey before his awakening, that we have transformed into a little theater piece, and is maybe the ultimate state of mind of the states portrayed in the evening. How do you portray enlightenment? Very difficult.
Well, it's a very worthwhile evening for me, and you did take us on quite a journey. Speak a little bit about theater in Los Angeles right now. I'm guessing you don't have these big endowments. It just feels like a part of the community, and I'm sure there's a lot of struggles, you know, of course, with the pandemic, but just also running a theater. It takes a lot of money. By the way, you guys have really good parking. I just want to let people know that.
Thank you. Well, the interesting thing, too, is that even among the small theaters, we're sort of a minority, because the trend now is to do a lot of plays about social diversity and political subjects and so on. And those are extremely interesting and should be done. It's never been our forte. Our forte has always been to look at the larger questions of life, not the passing things that are going on in our world in this particular decade, let's say. But the overall meaning of things, the overall questions about existence, that's been more our forte. And in that respect, it's very hard to get funding because people are much more interested in subjects like diversity and social equality and so on among the funders. But we struggle along. We have three 99-seat theaters and try to always surprise our audience, not to fall into any particular niche.
Well, you have a very devoted following. And I would recommend people check out Wakings at the Odyssey Theater. It'll be there till June 5th.
Right.
OdysseyTheater.com for more information. Thank you, Ron Saucy, for this time.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.